been blessed? Is the God blessing anybody in this place? Did he wake you up this morning?
Amen.
Were you in your right mind?
Amen.
Did you have movement of your limbs?
Amen.
Because you know what? Somebody didn't wake up this morning.
Right.
And there was those that woke up that could not move. Some people opened up their eyes and had tubes hooked to them.
Yes.
But when God woke you up this morning, in your right mind, you were able to move your hands, move your feet. Able to look up to heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. Because it didn't have to be that way. But God is so good. God is so merciful. God is so forgiving that he gave us another day. Another chance to get it right. Another opportunity to ask for forgiveness. Another possibility for a miracle.
Right.
Today, God is looking down upon us. And God is able to do anything but fail. So I am happy to be in the house of the Lord this day. I am blessed. Just to stand here is a blessing. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the officers of this great church, to all of you family and friends, I stand before you a blessed man. God has blessed me in so many ways. And I just give him the praise and the glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Because it's not because I've been so good. It's not because I've been so perfect. But by his grace am I able to stand here today. And I don't take that for granted. It's good to see so many out today on this wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has made.
Thank you.
And today I want to call your attention to the Gospel of Luke. St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Luke chapter 11, beginning with verse 21. Dr. Luke. 11th chapter, beginning with verse 21, and I want to read for your hearing down to verse 23, three verses this afternoon. Luke chapter 11, verse 21, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads, when a strong man, armed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. These words that I have just read are read in my Bible, which means they are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the time we have to share, I want to talk from the subject, strong man. It's time to go.
Amen.
Strong man.
Amen.
It's time to go.
Amen.
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for all that's happened here today. We thank you this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, because you have been good to us.
Yes.
Now, Lord, it is preaching time. Send the Holy Spirit. Send the teacher that I might give these your people a word from on high.
Yes.
That lives might be changed, that burdens might be lifted, that people might be saved by the preaching of your word. And Lord, we count it all done by saying amen.
Amen.
Strong man, it's time to go.
All right.
There are problems all over this world, from nation to nation. But even on a local note, there are problems in this community. The devil is attacking our families.
Yes.
Our families are on life support. Our marriages are in crisis.
All right.
Our jobs and our money are shrinking.
All right.
Our children are in trouble and flirting with disaster.
All right.
And I believe that it's not a coincidence. I believe in looking at the source of our troubles and not just at the problems. And I believe our source of our troubles lies in spiritual wickedness in high places.
Say so.
Yes.
Say so.
I believe it's the strong man. And there's a strong man in the house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shirley Caesar, Pastor Shirley Caesar, yes, sings that song, Strong Man.
Yes.
The words go like this. There's a strong man in this house.
Yes.
With my spiritual eyes, I can see.
Yes.
Here's what this strong man is doing to my whole family.
Yes.
He's got a grip on the feeble.
Yes.
And the spiritually blind.
Right.
Strong man, you better leave here,
right,
because you're wasting your time.
Yes.
Verse 2 goes, there's a strong man in this house, and with my spiritual ears I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Every time this strong man shows up,
all right,
it seems like love disappears.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a grip on your grandson.
Yes.
He's holding on to somebody's daughter too. But strong man, you got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
When mama prays, all her children come through.
All right, all right.
Who is this strong man,
mm-hmm,
that is terrorizing the nation?
Mm-hmm.
He goes by many names.
Yes.
The father of lies. The prince of the air. The scripture calls him Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan. The strong man is the devil himself.
All right, all right.
And I don't know about you, and have you lived on this earth every once in a while, you will come face to face with the strong man.
Jesus.
Every now and then, the strong man will show up in your home.
Yes.
Every once in a while, the strong man will show up at your job.
Yes.
Every once in a while, every now and then, the strong man will show up.
Right.
It was a strong man showed up and tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
It was a strong man that caused King Saul to disobey God. It was a strong man,
all right, all right,
that was ready to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. The strong man shows up.
Yes.
And every time the strong man shows up, there's trouble in the land.
All right, say so.
Not just back then, but there's strong men. The strong man shows up even today.
Mm-hmm.
The strong man was in the house when Tim McVeigh bombed Oklahoma City. The strong man was in the house,
all right,
when a terrorist bombed, crashed the planes on 9/11. The strong man was in the house when the senator was shot in the head. There's a strong man.
Yeah.
As we come to chapter 11 of Luke, Jesus has been traveling, ministering, teaching and preaching.
Amen.
Doing miracles and bringing people back to God. But in chapter 11, Jesus comes face to face with the strong man. And the strong man had taken residence in the body of a man. And the strong man had taken a hold of him. And the strong man had took hold of his vocal cords. And this man couldn't speak.
All right.
It's hard to praise God when the strong man has you all bound up. It's hard to lift up the name of Jesus when the strong man is strangling you. Some people can't give God the praise because the strong man is holding them down. Pastor Caesar sings, there's a strong man in this house, and with my spiritual eye, I can see. Some of you can't see the strong man because you're looking through the natural.
Yes.
You can't see the strong man and he's right there.
Yes.
But you got to use your spiritual eye.
Yes.
You're looking at things from the natural eye.
Right.
And my brothers, in the natural eye, that woman looks good in the natural eye.
Yes.
got it all together in the natural eye. My brother sees a brick house in the natural eye. If you don't know what that is, ask your parents. She's got it going on from the head to her toes. Got her nails done. Got her hair done. Smells good. But when you look at her from the spiritual eye, if you had looked at her through the spiritual eye, you'd still be running today. The natural eye. In the natural eye, ladies, he looks good. He's got it together in the natural eye. You think he's everything that you need from the natural eye. Uh-huh. But when you look at him with the spiritual eye, if you were to look at him with the spiritual eye, you say, get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus looks at this man, but he looks through his spiritual eye. He sees the man's faults, but he also sees his needs. He sees the cause of this man not being able to speak. What's holding him down is the strong man. And Jesus rebukes the strong man and leaves this brother able to speak. It's in the chapter 11. And if when you get a chance, go back and read the whole chapter. But the strong man is thrown out of the house.
All right.
Jesus calls the strong man out. And this man is set free. He's free from the bondage that was holding him down. But everybody wasn't happy when the man was set free.
All right.
You see, there were some religious experts that were there. And they watched the miracle take place. And they could not, or rather they would not believe that God was in the midst. They saw the miracle. They witnessed what Jesus had done. They knew the man couldn't speak until Jesus got there. But they could not deny the miracle, so they tried to deny the source. And they looked at Jesus and they said, you cast out demons by Beelzebub.
Right.
In other words, you cast out demons by Satan himself. You cast out demons by the chief of the demons.
Yeah. All right.
Ain't that the way it is?
Yeah.
You tell somebody what God has done for you, and they say it couldn't have worked that way. You tell somebody that God has come into your life and a change had happened, and they say, no, you're the same way you used to be.
All right.
There are some religious experts that don't come to Bible study, don't come to Sunday school, but want to tell you how to live your life.
All right.
They witnessed what Jesus had done, but they just couldn't praise God for delivering this man.
All right.
And giving him the ability to speak. They just couldn't accept that Jesus had healed this man.
Oh, yes.
So they make up something. He cast out demons by the chief of the demons. Jesus looks at him and says, how can Satan cast out Satan? How can, if I be of Satan, then why would I cast myself out? He says, a kingdom divided cannot stand.
All right.
Be careful. The religious experts. Be careful of religious. We have some religious experts in the church.
Amen.
They tell you how you should praise God. They tell you that it don't take all that. These religious experts, they look at you and they don't use the same standards on themselves as they use on you. Sometimes religious experts are in the church. They talk about your children when their children are out of control. They want to tell you how to run your house when their house is falling apart. They tell you about your woman when they ain't got no woman. They tell you about your man when their man already left them, but they want to tell you about your fault. We got some religious experts in the church.
Jesus.
Trying to make you look bad. Be careful with these religious experts. They are haters in the church. Can't believe God has done what he has done for you. How he turned you around, how he put you up on a You've been changed.
Yes.
But they don't believe it. You're not what you used to be. You're on your way to what God would have you to be, but they won't believe it. They call you by your old name, by what you used to do.
Yes. All right, all right.
Jesus looked at these critics and said, "Can Satan cast out Satan?" Yes.
All right.
And then he tells the story of the strong man.
Oh, yes.
He said there was a strong man in the house, armed to his teeth. And the strong man was there, and it takes a stronger man to throw out the strong man.
Amen.
My brothers, my sisters, there is a strong man in the house. There's a strong man that was in the house when Judas betrayed Jesus. There was a strong man in the house when Peter denied knowing him. Sometimes you wonder what's gotten into your loved ones. Ever wondered that? Ever wonder what got into your children? Ever wonder what got into your husband or your wife? Ever wonder what got into your girlfriend or your boyfriend? It's the strong man. The strong man has taken up residence.
Say so.
And with my spiritual eye, I can see. And with the spiritual ear, you can hear. Because and Sister Caesar says that when the strong man come, love disappears. Ever been in a place and love was all around and all of a sudden it's like the love got sucked out the window?
Yeah.
Ever been there? There's a strong man in that house.
All right.
And you need to look and find that strong man.
Yes.
How do we get the strong man out of the house? There's three steps you need to do, and I'm going to share those with you today so we can get rid of that strong man. Number one, you need to acknowledge that he's there.
Yes.
Don't stick your head in the sand. There's something wrong, and you know there's something wrong. There's a strong man there.
Amen.
The devil is real, and you need to know he's walking around like a roaring lion, seeing whom he might destroy.
Yes.
Seeking to destroy your family, your children, your marriage. He's a strong man there. If you don't believe he's real, he's already got you.
Yes.
All right.
Look around your home. If things aren't right, there's a strong man there.
Yes.
If there's trouble in your home, you need to look with your spiritual eye for the devil. And if you got problems and the love's not there and your new love used to be there, if you walk in the room and the love just leaves the room, I want you to use your spiritual eye and look for the strong man. And use your spiritual ear, try to hear the strong man. So, because you got to acknowledge him. You got to see where he's at before you can cast him out.
Yes. All right. Yes. Say so.
And if you're in the place where love is gone and you're looking and you can't find the strong man, if you use your spiritual eyes and you use your spiritual ears and you cannot find the strong man, then my brother, my sister, lo and behold, it just might. There's that possibility. There's just that chance that you are the strong man. That the devil is in you.
Yes.
There's a strong man in the house. And I want to tell you, if it walks like a devil, if it talks like a devil, if it looks like a devil, guess what? It's the devil himself. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. So number one, we need to acknowledge that the strong man is there. Number two, you need to know that he won't leave on his own. Can't just leave well enough alone. Can't just think it's just going to go away. The devil is not going to leave by himself. Remember, he's armed to the teeth. You can't go, "Oh, please, Mr. Devil, would you just leave my family alone?
All right.
Please don't bother my children." That won't work. You got to cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Say so.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you to know that you're not big enough.
All right.
You're not strong enough. You're not fast enough to cast the strong man out on your own.
Oh, yes.
So number one, you need to acknowledge that he's there. Number two, you need to know that you can't throw him out on your own. Number three, you need to call on the name of Jesus. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power when Jesus' name is called out. There is power. Peter came out on the name of Jesus. We were going down in the water and Jesus picked him up. Blind Bartimaeus on the side of the road called on the name of Jesus, said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And he was able to see. Call on the name of Jesus. You got to call on somebody stronger than you are to cast out this strong man. You got to call on Mary's baby.
Yes.
You got to call on the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You got to call on the Pharisee of 10,000. You got to call on the rock of my salvation. You got to call on the lily of the valley. You got to call on the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and every demon got to go. It's blood of Jesus. Is against him. The strong man.
Thank you, Lord.
Had tied up the thief on the cross all his life. The strong man had wrapped him up, tied him up. But when he said, "Lord, remember me," he was set free.
Yes. Yes.
The strong man had to go.
Amen.
Pastor Caesar says this in a song. He's got a grip on your grandson. He's holding on to somebody's daughter too.
Come on.
My brothers, my sisters, our young men are in trouble.
Yes.
They're killing themselves.
Yes.
They're out there in the street.
Yes.
And men, it's up to us men.
Yes.
Men of the church, we've got to come together. You've got to save our boys.
Amen.
We got to protect our children.
Yes.
If dogs would protect their puppies.
Yes.
If cats would scratch you for their kittens.
Come
if birds would attack you for going after their eggs. Men, we got to fight.
Yes.
Say, "I don't know what's going to happen to this generation." We got to stand up and show these young boys how to be men. We got to fight for our boys.
Amen. Glory to God.
And show them what it takes to be a real man.
Yes.
She goes on, "Somebody's got a hold on your daughter. My sisters, you must save these girls."
Yes, Lord.
They are confused.
Yes.
They don't know who they are. They don't know whose they are. We got to save the girls. It's up to you, sisters, to tell them that they are queens.
Yes.
That they come from royalty.
Yes.
That they need to hold their heads up high.
Yes,
and that they need to stop hanging around boys that aren't going to treat them like a queen.
Yes.
If he's not treating you like a queen, tell him, "Get out of my way. You're blocking my life. My king is looking for me." You got to get him out of the way. It's time to put the strong man out.
Yes.
He's messed with our families much too long. It's time to put him out. He's messed with our children much too long, with our marriages much too long. It's time to put the strong man out. It's time to go. Tell him, "Get your hat, get your coat. There's the door. You got to go."
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You've got to go.
Yes.
He's been messing with our marriages too long.
Come on.
It's time to go. He's had a grip on our children too long. It's time to go. And if we acknowledge, we recognize who he is and know that we need more than our own strength to get him out of there and call on the name of Jesus, you know what? He's got to go. He's got to get out of your house. He got to get out of your finances, out of your job. He's got to go. And I like the way Pastor Caesar ends her song. She ends her song by just saying strong, just telling the strong man to go.
Amen.
There's no debate. There's no talking to him. There's no merger or anything. Just go. And that's what we've got to do. We just got to say go. And I want you to help me preach this little sermon of mine. And I'm going to call out some things that we need a strong man to leave alone.
Yes.
And if I say something that you know the strong man has a grip on your life, I want you to say, just say go. When I call out, you just say go.
Yes.
Leave my children alone.
Go. Go.
Leave my grandchildren alone.
Go.
Leave my job alone.
Go.
Leave my mind alone.
Go.
Devil, you got to go. Leave my body alone.
Go.
You got to go. Satan, strong man, you got to go. He's got to go.
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 You got to leave.
Yes.
You got to go. And watch this. When you acknowledge, point him out, when you find out who he is,
yes,
and you know that you can't do it on your own strength, you call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He's got to go. And wouldn't it be nice to get home and there's just peace in your home?
Jesus.
Wouldn't it be nice if you got to work tomorrow and there was just peace on the work?
Yes.
You got to call him out. He's not going to leave on his own. You got to throw him out.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Ghost, you got to throw him out. You got to call on the name of Jesus. Say, devil, you can't have my children.
Yes.
I got to raise them up in the way that they should go. Devil, you can't have my finances.
Yes.
I need to pay my tithes and offering to my church. Devil, you can't have my mind. Because
yes,
my mind's got to be stayed on God Almighty. Devil, you got to go.
Amen.
You've got to go. You can't have my job.
Yeah.
I need to provide for my family. Devil, you got to go.
No.
You can't have my church. I need a place where I can go and worship in peace and give God the praise. You got to go.
Amen.
You got to go.
Thank you, Lord.
Acknowledge that the devil is real. Know that you can't defeat him by yourself. Call on the name of Jesus. And he's got to flee. He's got to go. He's got to leave your children alone. He's got to leave your grandchildren alone. He's got to leave your marriage alone. He's got to leave your finances alone.
Amen.
But he's not just going to give up. You got to throw him out by the power of Jesus.
Amen.
By the strength of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's got to go.
Go.
Strong man, it's time to go.
Amen.
Door to church is open. There may be one today. Maybe you've been wrapped up by the strong man. Maybe your home's just not what it used to be because the strong man has shown up. Maybe your children are out there in the world and you want to bring them back. The only way to do that is to come to Jesus. If you've got a strong man in your house, you've got to come to Jesus. There's no other way. The only power that can throw him out is the power of the blood of Jesus. So if you will, if you don't have Jesus in your life, I offer you Jesus.
Yes.
If the strong man seems to be running rampant in your life, then come to Jesus. The door of the church is open. You can come to Jesus. You can join this church by letter, by Christian experience, or by being baptized. Come to Jesus. Don't try to work it all out by yourself. Don't try to untangle yourself. It don't work like that. You got to come to Jesus and let him make a way out of no way.
Yes.
And he will cast that demon out if you just come to him. You may come. You may join this church by letter, by Christian spirit, or by being baptized. Let today be the day that you give your life to Jesus. This could be the day that you throw the strong man out. Get him out of your home, out of your school, out of your workplace, by calling on the name of Jesus. With everyone, you may come as the choir shall sing. He's got to go. Strong man's got to go. God bless you all.
Amen.
lungs. Touch his body, Lord, as he's recovering and got to look at another operation coming soon. But Lord, we know you are with him. Bless him right now, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Lord, we pray for little Rachel Turner right now. Lord, she is just such a blessing to the family and to this church. We ask you just to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every family, Lord, that's represented here. Bless every friend that has come out, Lord. Give them what they need. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that the manna from heaven would fall down. That you send your blessings down upon this, your congregation. That the devil won't have an opportunity, Lord, to come into this place. So Lord, we ask you, Lord, to go and bless them in their home. Strong men, get out of there. You got to go. It's time for you to go. Let their home be a sanctuary, a safe haven. Lord, we ask you just to anoint every home that's represented here. That a strong man won't even be able to come through the door. Touch, Lord Jesus. Lord, go to the jobs, Lord.
Jesus.
Where the strong man has set up shop.
To Thank you. Almost, not quite. Okay, drop them in there.
Just drop them in there.
What you got? Get it down. Come on here. Come on out of here. Come on.
This way.